This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday. We got 25 more minutes
of
what
good
we
times.
Call
Learning University.
Learning University's
I'm
on the
I'm a real
air.
Boy.
If you want a T-shirt, and a Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirt that you can wear proudly this summer, wherever you go, you can order one for $15. We have these printed and made just for you for $15. So don't let these go sit in our warehouse.
Right.
Go ahead and buy Ed's
let them,
got them.
Let, Ed's, them sit in, let them sit in your dresser.
Yeah, Ed's sporting one, sort of, right yep. now.
Got one there and, if you're watching online.
If you're watching on our Today's Issues Facebook page, you can see that we're displaying these T-shirts. So $15, how do they – let me give you the phone number for $15. First of all, you can go to afastore.net on the internet.
Right.
afastore.net and order them that way.
And you can see a picture of them there.
Or if you want to call this number after the show – and for $15, order your T-shirt. Here's the phone number, 877. This is to order the T-shirt, okay? This is not to call the show. 877-927-4917. 877-927-4917. Now, our phone number to reach and call and buy your T-shirt rings right here in America, okay?
Right.
We don't send you somewhere around the world. To talk to somebody you can't hardly understand to order a T-shirt. That would be a bad day right there.
Yeah.
Here's our number to order the T-shirt, 877-927-4917. Send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We will repeat our trivia questions momentarily, but first we need to go back to the phones.
We got Jack on the line.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, before you ask us a question, I was in Manhattan, Kansas, speaking last year, met a lot of friends. But growing up in Owensboro, Kentucky, lifelong UK fan, when I watched it a couple of weeks ago on a Thursday night when you guys were playing us, I just knew in my heart that night the Wildcats are going to win. I had no doubt.
But, I had no doubt they're going to be.
Oh, the Wildcats. Oh, I got you. I'm following you. Yeah, because Kansas is the Wildcats. Kentucky, the Wildcats, for those who don't know.
And I was right.
The Wildcats won.
Yeah.
Hey, no. Kansas is the Jayhawks. Kansas State they're the Wildcats.
Yeah. That's who was playing.
Gotcha.
Manhattan,
okay, I'm
Kansas.
Sorry, JJ. You're right. Okay.
Hey, Jack, what's your question for us?
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to give you your choice. I have an American history question or an Andy Griffith Show question. You pick them.
Ed's or Andy Griffith guy.
Well, but some of these are real hard questions. You got whatever category you guys want.
American history is more important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something about this show that's important. I just got hit in the face with an oxymoron.
Hey, we'll go with American history, Jack.
Okay. At the signing of the armistice between Robert E. Lee and General Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, there's some very famous photos of that event. In the background behind Ulysses S. Grant, you'll see about a dozen Union officers. How many officers are standing behind General Lee?
I've seen that photograph.
I'm going to go with Barney. And,
I think you're.
I'm going to go
Floyd.
With Floyd.
Floyd the Barber.
I think you're mixing your
categories
here.
Boy, that's some deep trivia right here, guys.
Five.
I was going to say four. I'll go with five.
Five.
We'll go with five, Jack.
It's actually one. Lieutenant Colonel George Marshall, who happens to be my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Wow. And we've been talking genealogy earlier.
Yeah,
terrific.
Your great-great-great?
Great-great-grandfather, yes.
That's impressive, Jack.
Absolutely. Yeah, well.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We shall repeat our questions for the final time today.
For the final time.
Yes.
All right. Here I have two remaining. On the television series X-Files, the two main characters were FBI agents named Mulder and Scully. What were their first names? And I have a true-false question. It is dangerous to awaken a sleepwalker. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. The Kendrick brothers, Alex and Steven, have 5 movies to their credit. Awesome movies, too. Name them. Name the 5 movies that the Kendrick brothers have made. And then I'm going to add one. Multiple choice. How many gallons of water does an elephant drink each day? Is it A, 40 gallons, B, 80 gallons, or C, 120 gallons of water?
Mm.
40, wow. 80, or 120 gallons of water a day.
By the way, have you ever had a sleepwalker in your family?
I've got a close friend that's a sleepwalker.
Yeah, my oldest son, Wesley, he did that.
Really?
Yeah, a few times. Yeah.
Oh, no, both of my kids did on occasion.
Oh, they did?
But not consistently.
Well, yeah, well, not every night, but yeah. I mean, 4 or 5 times I can remember he did that.
Oh, I got a friend who was, his wife heard crunching, looked out in the outside, you know, June, July. He's out there with a shovel.
Are you serious?
Scraping the sidewalk. And she said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, shoveling this snow, you know?" And, he was a straight up full blown. He'd get in the car and drive off somewhere and then wake
my
up.
My word.
Yeah. It's
drive?
Drive. Get in the car and drive. Yes.
That's nutty. I never even heard. I didn't know that was possible.
Yes, it's possible.
You know,
possible.
If you wrote a story about that for the, for this group we're going to start called the what ponies?
The cold-blooded ponies?
The cold-blooded ponies. And you wrote a story about, song about, you know, sleep driving.
Sleep driving, sleepwalking, wind up in a county. You didn't know
right in the county?
There.
Right.
Ready to jump off a bridge?
Mice? No, you're trying to get rid of some mice.
Yeah.
I
think you're on to a hit right there.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
About to jump off the Tallahatchie Bridge?
Sure. You got to get that in there.
I'm telling you, man, we're on to something here. We quit our day job.
It's about the jail.
All right, how many time zones are there in the world? That's my first question. How many time zones are there in this world? Number 2, what is the rarest blood type in humans? What is the rarest blood type in humans? All right, our phone number is 888-589-8840. Back to the phones.
And we go to Mo, Zuri. Neil is on the line. Neil, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Yes, Neil, welcome. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Okay, I know the answer to the X-Files question. I'm a big X-Files fan. It's Fox Mulder and Dana Scully.
All right, that is correct.
Oh!
And you are the winner.
Oh, he won the mystery question.
Neil,
he won the T-shirt.
That was the mystery question. And we have you Trivia Friday Learning University official now. This is the official T-shirt of the Learning University. We got to come up with a name, but
Neil, this is made out of cotton grown in the ground. I mean, there's some, this is a it's no run of the mill T-shirt. Hey, what do you think about it? You just want a free T-shirt.
So it's
going to
taste like dirt, right?
That's right.
It'll taste like dirt. He's been listening all show.
He has been listening. Hey, congratulations, Neil. How's that make you feel?
Oh, great. I can always use another T-shirt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We all can, right?
Yeah. I do a lot of crawling around in the dirt. So
there you go.
Hey, well, now, wait a second, Neil. You're not going to be able to – we insist that you treat this with respect.
Right. Yeah, this is
so you're going to wear this to weddings and, you know, funerals and stuff like
walking.
That.
Yeah, it's like one of those –
it'll be my Sunday go-to-meeting T-shirt.
There you go.
It's like one of those government checks. You can't fold, spindle, or mutilate it.
Yeah. Hey, so, Neil, before you ask us your question – just let me remind you, do not hang up. We'll put you on hold after we're done with you on the air, and you can give Cindy Roberts, your one of our producers here, your information, and we will handle it and ship it to you. How's that?
Okay, great.
All right,
what's your question for us?
Okay, my question is, which is the only state that issues their own land patents?
The only state that issues their own land patents. What does that mean? What's a land patent?
Oh, a land patent is a title to real estate. It's the only title to real estate in the United States. And it's either you either got to get it from this state, which issues their own, or from the United States government. The land patent is the actual title. A deed is not title. That's just proof of right of possession.
Okay.
If you want the actual title of your property, you have to write to the Secretary of Interior and send him your legal description of your property, and he'll send you a certified copy of the original land patent. Most of them have been destroyed.
Okay.
But our county courthouse has like 4 of them hanging on the wall at the assessor's office. So.
All right, so guy, all right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, right. Neil.
I got
so
don't some say, random guesses.
Well, my first guess would be the Missouri.
Because Neil is yeah, calling. That's what calling. My first. Well, then I'm thinking.
Alaska?
No, Louisiana has got some strange laws. If you look at all the laws, they'll say all of these laws apply in America except Louisiana.
Oh, all
you
right.
know they don't even
it's
have
not
counties.
Available in Montana though.
And it's not available in Montana. But no, they don't even have counties. They've got parishes.
Yeah.
A whole lot of the things you can do, you have to do differently legally in Louisiana. Well, then I'm wondering about land grants like Kansas and all those places where they started out giving, you know, the land, you know, for people to homestead. So I got a lot of guesses.
All right. What do you have any ideas, Tim?
No.
Let's go with Missouri.
Well, we could go with Missouri, Neil, thinking that maybe this has to do with your state.
Yeah.
No, it's going to make sense when I tell you which state it is, because you're going to kick yourselves. It's Texas.
Texas.
And why is it Texas? Texas is the only state that's a treaty state and was not acquired by conquest or purchase.
Oh.
So their property was never property of the United States government.
I didn't know that. Now, I have to say, that doesn't make me want to kick myself, but that is interesting.
Well, not only that, Texas has flown four. There have been four different flags flown over Texas. And when they joined these.
Actually, it's six.
Six. And then when they joined.
Six flags.
When they joined these United States of America, they said, we'll join, but we are a sovereign nation. And if we ever decide to pull out, we want the option
for
to do that.
State.
Really?
And they're the only state that flies the American flag and the Texas flag the same height. Everybody else, they put their state flag a little lower than the United States.
All right, so
Texas
so,
is a big deal.
So, Neil, is Six Flags, was that created in?
Yeah, there's six flags.
No, wait. Let me ask the question. I'm talking about the amusement park. Six Flags,
yeah.
was that created in Texas, and is that why it's called Six Flags?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
When he said Six Flags,
yeah.
Six Flags over Texas, that would make
yeah.
sense.
That
yeah,
makes sense about the land park. Thing, because Texas, boy, they're just big about everything.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Right. Well, see, they're
NASA.
Yeah, they were not there. They're the only treaty state. They are a state by treaty. They are not a state by acquisition.
Very interesting.
That is very interesting trivia.
And that's why everything's bigger.
In Texas.
Texas. Now right. we know. Thanks, Neil.
Hey, thank you, Neil. Hey, don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Don't hang up and don't
well,
mess with
been
Texas.
Talking about Six Flags over Texas. I Googled a
pump. We're talking about actual
horse
flags.
Breeds. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I had no idea how many horse breeds there are. I think our caller said 100 or so. There's more than that.
Well, I think she said hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yeah. All that right there that you're
yeah,
scrolling down.
I'm
those
scrolling
are all horse
down
breeds?
On Wikipedia on horse breeds, and I mean, you don't get to the bottom of it hardly.
Huh,
this
wow.
is nuts. These Antarctica horses?
Antarctica horses.
Yeah. They,
he's pulling,
yeah,
he's pulling
they,
your bag.
They run with the, you know, those seals and the penguins. these horses are amazing. You ought to see these things.
The running of the seals
yeah,
and the penguins?
Yeah,
they do that in Spain, don't they? Down the streets of...
there's something called the... never mind. Go ahead.
All
go
right.
back to the phones.
Back to the phones?
Yeah.
All right. We go to Mississippi. Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Jim?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
Well, I need your middle name was Zorba, but
Zorba, Zorba the Greek. my mom loved that show.
And then Neil got my shirt, so I guess I'm down to the time zones.
There you go.
There you
all right.
I'm going to guess 24.
Okay. How many time zones are there in the world?
And
I'm going
Jim.
Yes, 24.
Jim,
yes.
You are correct, sir.
24.
24.
There are that many time zones?
Yeah, some of the time zones.
That many hours. Each one's an hour different.
Yeah, some of the time zones, it says here, my answer, some are only 30 or 45 minutes apart.
That'd be confusing to the UPS guy.
Yeah. 30, 40 minutes apart?
Well, you got Indiana. They do their own thing.
Oh.
You know? So
and Arizona. Yeah. Arizona and parts of Indiana don't switch back and forth, which I don't think we should.
Is it
should.
A separate time zone?
Actually, we're conflating things here. The time zones are different from the change of time in America
right.
for 1 hour, daylight savings times. No, there are 24 time zones around. That makes sense,
really?
Right?
Yeah.
Because
well, the circumference is 24,000 miles.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, you're correct.
Way to go, Jim.
Excellent.
Thank you.
What's your question for us, Jim?
My question. Well, which would you rather have, an American history question or are you paying attention question?
What do you guys think?
Let's do it. I think paying attention.
Yeah.
American history, we went down in flames on that one.
Are you paying attention? That's the category. Are you paying attention for 400, Jim?
This is a question from the Annals of Learning University. What do you call a baby swan?
What do you call a baby swan?
Let's go with history, Jim.
A baby swan.
A baby swan. All right, darling?
Swanee?
I don't know.
Swanee?
Hey, darling.
You guys are new. Hey, darling.
It's going to be one of those weird, you know how they got pup and...
hello, darling. That's kind of
fawn and every kind of thing. Who knows? Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Give you a hint. It's based on the scientific name for the genus of the swan.
Oh, that helps, Jim. Thank you.
Jim, while we're stalling, I've told this before, but in Louisiana, you go to the zoo, and just what you said, how they'll have the category and then maybe the Latin name, you know, about the animal that you're looking at in the cage. The only difference in Louisiana, after you have those things, right beside that, is a recipe.
Oh, hey, listen,
man.
By the way,
the Stone Ponies, you know, the Stone Ponies was Linda Ronstadt's first band.
That's true.
The Stone Ponies.
Serious? Stone Ponies, that's right.
The Stoned or the
Stone? Stone, no, oh, just S-T-O-N-E.
No D.
But Cold-Blooded takes it to a whole another level.
Cold-Blooded Ponies.
That's the open
Yeah, I don't guess we, on the spot, yeah, Jim, I don't even have a good guess.
We're trying to not look stupid, but we're not succeeding.
What's the answer?
Well, I answered this question about 5 years ago on the show.
So this is all about you, Jim.
You got a good memory.
We're living.
That's why this question came from the show, so I wanted to know if you could remember. It's a cygnet.
A cygnet?
Really?
C-Y-G-N-E-T.
A baby swan?
Baby swan. Cygnet. The swan is cygnus in Latin.
Jim, you call us back in 5 years. We're going to know that. We won't know what we had for breakfast this morning, but we'll know that.
And I might not remember Tim's name, but I'm going to remember Cygnet.
Cygnet or Cygnus?
Well, Cygnet comes from Cygnus, I'm guessing, right? Jim?
Cygnet, correct.
Yeah. Hey,
y'all have a great day.
All right, you too, brother.
Hey, by the way, do you know, speaking of Italians, there's a horse breed called the Italian Trotter.
The Italian Trotter?
Yeah, the Italian Trotter. It's a horse breed.
I can't think of anything funny about that.
You know, I probably shouldn't be doing this. I'm killing time over here. But there's a Kwanzaa horse. And
Kwanzaa?
Yeah. They got a French Trotter. You got anything you want. If you just take a guess, there's probably a horse breed.
Spanish Trotter?
Just throw something out there.
Spanish Trotter.
All right, hold on.
You're going to look through that list.
Hold on.
Hundreds.
There is a Spanish Mustang.
Spanish
Jeanette horse.
I knew a guy who had
Spanish,
a car.
A Spanish tarpon horse. So, yeah, you probably mix up.
Oh, wait, that Spanish tarpon horse, now they're getting off a little bit because that's a seahorse.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's just amazing. But anyway, go ahead. Back to the phones.
All right, we go to Mississippi again, and Greg is on the line. Greg, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning to you. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both, but I got a comment on earlier in the show. Y'all was talking about the dog bark, and this is for JJ. He's talking about the dog bark. That's got to come off of the bark of a tree. That's got to come off the dogwood tree for him.
The bark of the dogwood
well
tree.
Well played, Greg.
Hey, that's a good little Southern short story.
Yes.
The bark of the dogwood tree. I'm writing that down.
The question I want to answer is about the Kendrick brothers, the five movies.
Here's the question. Kendrick brothers, Alex and Steven, have five movies to their credit. Name them, Greg. And you get extra points if you can name them in order.
Oh, well, let me rewrite what I got wrote down here. I would say Firewheel was the first one.
That's
I
right.
Think Facing the Giants was the second, which
yes.
is my favorite. Fireproof was third.
That's right.
Courageous was fourth.
Yes.
And War Room was fifth.
That's exactly
wow.
right.
Wow.
Great. Nicely yeah. done. Hey, and listen, for you and everybody listening, Like Arrows, that comes out May the 1st and May the 3rd at select theaters. Like Arrows, they teamed up with Family Life, and that's going to be no doubt another home run
wow, great.
For the Kendrick Brothers.
Amen. Hey, I don't know, it's not Kendrick Brothers, but I can only imagine it's an awesome movie if you haven't seen that. Y'all,
I've heard that.
Ready, need to go see
our
it.
Family went
it
to see great. That last week, and I agree. Everybody needs
Irwin
to go
Brothers.
See that.
The,
Irwin Brothers, the, and that's Casting Crown. I mean, that's Mercy Me.
That's
and,
our friend, the Irwin.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
the Irwin dynamic Brothers. Movie. Please go see that.
Hey, are y'all Star Trek fans?
I am. I'm not good on trivia. I'm talking about the old show, not the new
show.
Ones.
The five year deal.
Right. I was trying to think of a question for y'all, and I think I recall seeing this on TV a couple of weeks ago. What when they done the original pilot for Star Trek? Okay, the pilot came out, and then they go to where they're going to come out with the series. They only kept one cast member from the original pilot to the original show. Who was that cast member?
That'd be R2-D2.
I'm gonna guess Spock.
Yeah,
Leonard Nimoy.
Right.
Ed's gonna know.
Yes, sir.
Spock.
And that is right. And I'd seen that on the show. And what was really kind of funny on that, they debated on whether to keep him because he had pointed ears, and they thought in that time frame that the pointed ears were too demonic looking. And they were in question as far as whether to keep him. So they actually rounded the tip of his ear off just a little bit.
Wow. That's some trivia
yeah.
right
and,
there.
And that is, that, talk about a change in culture.
Talk about it in typecast
yeah,
for life,
yeah,
too.
Big time. Hey, and I got two quick things for y'all. First of all, I know my wife's listening. Her birthday's a week from today. I wanted to wish her happy birthday. Her name is Gina.
Okay.
And second thing is, people out there in the world, you don't hardly ever get to say happy birthday to your wife nationwide, but
yeah.
people out there in the world, when you meet a stranger, that's an opportunity to share the word of God. Don't pass it up.
Good
Amen.
Word,
good,
Greg.
Good.
Amen. Share
good.
Your faith. Seize the opportunity yeah. today. Good.
Right.
Hey,
thanks.
Y'all are an outstanding show and outstanding association. We
yeah.
do appreciate y'all.
All right,
thank you so
you,
much,
brother.
Greg. Appreciate that.
We are out of time except to answer our questions, although there is a breed of horse called the Dutch Warmblood.
The Dutch Warmblood?
And the Dutch Heavy Draft and the Dutch Harness Horse and the Dongola Horse.
I think I know what you're going to be doing this afternoon.
Anyway, I better click off this. I'll be getting to Kevin Bacon's horse here in a minute.
It won't be long.
Huh?
All right, here's my one remaining question. Maybe you guys know. Is it dangerous to awaken a sleepwalker or not? Is that true or false?
It is dangerous.
It is not.
Is
it says
not?
They might be confused, but they'll be okay. They can actually hurt themselves if left asleep.
What if you put a sleepwalker's hand in some warm water? What happens then?
They'll be singing the blues the next morning. All right, you guys got questions?
Here's what I've got. You guys answer this. Multiple choice. How many gallons of water does an elephant drink each day? Is it 40, 80, or 120 gallons of water?
I'll say 120.
What say you, Tim?
Yeah, I agree.
80 gallons.
80 gallons.
So here's the word for today. Get you a gerbil or a hamster. You get an elephant, your part-time job is going to be going down to
the
creek.
You better have a river running through your backyard.
The river
right?
runs through it. What's yours?
Okay, mine is, what is the rarest blood type in humans? You know this? The correct you don't.
No,
know
I don't.
It. The correct answer is AB negative.
AB negative.
Which is only 1% of the population has a AB
wow.
negative
wow.
blood type. All right, folks, thanks for playing trivia with us. We had a great time. You have a wonderful weekend, and we shall see you back here on Monday. Take care.